ABC's Tom Rivers from the Foreign Desk in London. And Tom, it's an announcement that we were all pretty much expecting, that foreign spectators have officially been banned from the upcoming 2021 Summer Games in Tokyo.
Yeah, we kind of knew the big meeting was last weekend. It would be Tokyo authorities, Japanese Olympic Committee members, the International Committee as well, all meeting together. There were a number of options. One was a total ban on foreign fans, which we've received now. The other one would have been something like more of a middle ground approach, saying if people had maybe two doses of a vaccine, you get some kind of certification, then you're allowed in. They rejected that. So in essence, it's going to be, for the most part of the world, a TV event. And, of course, they get the lion's share of income at the Olympics these days through worldwide broadcast rights, about $4 billion worth. So they're going to take a hit. Taxpayers in Japan are going to take a hit, but not as bad as if they had said, look, we're going to cancel it, and that's it, end of story.
And, you know, this is really a precautionary tale, too, for the Japanese government, as them, as many other island nations, have fared pretty well mitigating the pandemic due to that island nature, and that risk of having so many international travelers coming in could have wreaked havoc across the islands.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. In fact, their vaccination program is really lagging behind, say, the U.S. or the U.K., for instance. But they've done very well with tests and trace. So they've done a good job, but they say, look, we open this up, you know, look at the map, and you're going to get people coming in, for instance, from Europe on the continent, where they're experiencing now a third wave, parts of South America, pretty bleak as well. And they're saying, we're not going to go down that road. We're just going to make this kind of a TV event. For the most part, locals will be allowed to go. What they haven't figured out yet is percentages, for instance, in various stadiums, etc. It might be social distancing. They might allow 10% in, 25% in, something of that nature. They'll figure that out later. But as far as foreigners, and some 600,000 tickets been sold already to overseas fans, that all has to be refunded, and that's going to be pretty messy. But they're going to have teams working on that.
And, of course, this is a big story that we're following here in Colorado Springs, you know, Olympic City, USA. And luckily, the games themselves still going on. And has there been any announcement as far as how the various international athletes will be treated with quarantines or vaccinations ahead of the games?
You know, they talked in general terms. They said the latest that I heard last week was it's not going to be mandatory to be vaccinated, but I think the wish is, or the hope is, just about everybody coming over is going to be vaccinated. They've also talked about testing. Now, I don't know how frequently, but testing while you're over in Japan for the athletes. Now, you know, would that be once a week, twice? We don't know. We don't know yet. But they want to get that going as well for the staff, the trainers, you name it. So, yeah, it's going to be sort of like domestic sports where, you know, you're going to find, you know, more than likely somebody in some events going to test positive. And what does that mean then? Postpone events, reschedule events, carry on with events without certain athletes. You know, it's a movable feast and something that we're going to have to watch very, very closely.
Yeah, and, you know, the nature of this being a predominantly TV event now could lead to some pretty creative ideas as far as the opening and closing ceremonies, similar to what we saw, you know, with the Super Bowl here in the U.S., where not as many fans, so they focus more on the broadcast presentation, and that could be a game changer as far as the viewing public here across the world.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the big chunk of the money comes from TV, but not all of it. And of course, you know, this is really a money losing proposition whenever a city hosts the Olympics. But this is going to be a bigger hit this time. But, you know, you and I are living through strange times. So it is what it is. But fingers crossed, come the 23rd of July, you and I can sit around a TV set, watch this, and say, okay, we're off and running. It's going to be a little bit different, but that's okay.
Exactly. Well, ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk, thank you so much for joining me this morning. And again, yeah, at least we will have the games going on. And small bright side is we'll have Olympics in back-to-back years if all goes according to plans.
It looks that way. It's certainly going to be different and unique. But, you know, what what hasn't been different and unique for the past 12 months.
Absolutely. Well, Tom, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
Take care.
You too.